This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. is preparing new sanctions against Russia over the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
President Biden met with Navalny's widow and daughter in San Francisco.
As you state the obvious, he was a man of incredible courage. And it's amazing how his wife and daughter are emulating that.
The meeting leads up to an announcement of new U.S. sanctions against Russia. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland described them as crushing, targeting not just those responsible for Navalny's death.
The vast majority of them, though, are designed to further attrit Putin's war machine, to close gaps in the sanctions regime that he has been able to evade.
Nuland says Vladimir Putin believes he can wait out the West on Navalny and Ukraine.
We need to prove him wrong.
I'm Ed Donahue.
A suspected missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels has set a ship ablaze in the Gulf of Aden. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has this report.
Israel said Thursday that it intercepted what appeared to be another Houthi attack near the Israeli port city of Eilat. Houthi leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi on Thursday said they are escalating attacks on seagoing vessels, which are being carried out in solidarity with the Palestinians in the Gaza war. The Red Sea, Arabian Sea, and Gulf of Aden operations are ongoing, escalating, effective, and impactful. The enemy has failed to prevent them, and they have been unable to limit or reduce them. Meanwhile, the Houthis have not immediately claimed Thursday's attack. They typically acknowledge results they conduct hours afterward. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com.